父母、朋友们、若哥的家人们，主里平安。
Brothers and sisters, our family in Rutgers, peace be with you in Christ.
我们今天早上8:45开始在仁爱堂共进早餐，看到许多久违的面孔，心里何等喜乐。
We began our day today at 8:45 in Agape Chapel with breakfast, and it was a joy to see many of you once again in person.
但是更宝贵的是，今天早上在这里，我们有大人跟小孩在一起的复活节的联合崇拜，把尊贵荣耀归于那一位复活、值得称颂的主耶稣基督。
But even more precious is the time we have together here, adults and children together, and to give all glory and praise to our Lord Jesus Christ.
但我们也必须很诚实的面对，过去这两年是不容易的两年。在若哥现在的家人跟以前的家人当中，有人因为新冠，因为其他的疾病被主接去。
But we must also face the reality that in this past 2 years, many things have happened.And there have been suffering among us, and some have even lost family members.
那么就是现在，我知道也有一些弟兄姐妹在待业当中面对生活上的艰难。
And even now, I know of brothers and sisters who are still suffering in life.
可能因着过去这两年的这个疫情，也让我们的关系有许多的紧张跟挣扎。不管是在夫妻之间，是在亲子之间，是在朋友之间，同事之间，甚至是在同工之间。
And in the past 2 years, maybe due to the pandemic, there have been new tensions in our relationship with each other, be it between husbands and wives, between parents and children, at work, and even among friends.
在这过去的两年，我们或多或少经历了一些苦难跟挣扎。
And in these past 2 years,More or less, to some degree, we have experienced some tensions.
彼得前书就是彼得写给在圣苦受苦当中的信徒。
First Peter was written to Christians who were suffering at the time.
在第一章第六节开始就是一些安慰勉励的信息。
In the first chapter, 第六节。
第一章第六节开始 ，verse six beginning.
In the beginning of verse six.He starts off with a consolation.
但是在安慰跟劝勉之前，是刚刚我们所读的第一章的第三节到第五节，却是一段颂赞。
But before that, he started off with a doxology, which is what we just read.
所以面对我们苦难之前，我们先要抬头仰望我们所信奉的主，他是怎样一位。
So before we face our suffering, we must raise our heads to face our Lord. Who is this God?
这是我们面对苦难的基础，这是我们基本的信念。
This is the basis of our foundation, basis of our belief.
这只有短短三节的圣经，意思却非常的丰富。
This scripture passage is very short. It consists of just 3 verses, but it is full of meaning.
但是有人说，在这三节圣经里面，把所有我们基督徒重要的信仰都做了整合。
Some have said.That in these 3 brief passages, the fullness of our belief is condensed into these 3 passages.
但是中间有一个重要的主题，就是耶稣基督的复活。
The center theme of this is the resurrection of Christ.
所以第一章第三节说，他照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
So in chapter 1, verse 3, it says,According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
因着耶稣基督的复活，我们认识了神的大怜悯。
Because of Christ's resurrection, we come to know of God's great mercy.
怜悯是在旧约圣经里面我们熟悉的一个概念。
Mercy is a concept that we know very well from the Old Testament.
怜悯其实就是翻译旧约圣经里面神的信实立约的爱。
In the Old Testament, mercy is basically translated to God's love established in covenant.
所以出埃及记二十章第六节，爱我守我诫命的人，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
So in Exodus 20, verse 6, it says, But showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments.
在申命记第五章第十节也是同样的话。
The same verse also shows up in Deuteronomy 5.Verse 10.
在这个地方发慈爱，那么希腊文的这个旧约圣经的译本就翻译成怜悯。
This great mercy Here, our Bible passage says, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. In the Septuagint Bible, it's translated into great mercy.
这两段经文是在神颁布第二条诫命之后。
These two verses come after God listed his second commandment.
第二条诫命禁止神的子民雕刻偶像，敬拜偶像。
That second commandment says, you shall not make for yourself a carved image in any likeness.
然后神宣告说，对于守约的人，他是怜悯的神。
And he said to those who obey this covenant, he is a God of great mercy.
可是以色列人守住了这个约吗？
But did the people of Israel keep this covenant?
我们看出埃及记就晓得，不久之后，以色列人就拜了金牛犊。
We know from Exodus that after a short while, the people of Israel turned to the golden calf.
破坏了与神的约定。
And broke that covenant with God.
但是神仍然坚持怜悯。
But God kept on with his mercy.
所以在出埃及记34章第5节。
So in Exodus 34 verse 5.
耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
The Lord proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness.
丰盛的慈爱。
This steadfast love and faithfulness.
在74译本的圣经。
In the Septuagint Bible.
Poluelios 就是大怜悯的意思。
The Greek translation translates this into the great mercy.
所以从这样子的怜悯我们可以看到。
So from this mercy we see,
这个怜悯变成大怜悯。
This mercy becomes great mercy.
因为神坚持他是守约施慈爱的神。
Because God kept that promise that he is the
人纵使失败了。
That he is the God of mercy.
但是神仍然坚持。
Even as we fail, God
他仍然守住他的约。
He held on to that covenant.
所以圣经上告诉我们说，我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的。
So the Bible tells us that even though we have lost our faith, God is faithful.
因为他不能背乎自己。
Because he can't deny himself.
怜悯这个字原来照字面上的意思。
The word mercy
是屈身的意思。
Literally means to be humble.
是卑微俯就的意思。
It means to bend yourself, to bow yourself before.
那么为什么会有这样子的想法呢？
Why is there this thought?
因为怜悯就是看到那个被怜悯被怜悯的对象的需要。
Because to show mercy is to see the need of mercy in others.
神所以会有怜悯。Why Jesus, why the Lord has mercy or compassion?
Why the Lord has mercy and compassion?
就是因为他看到我们人的需要。
Because he sees our need.
那我们人的需要是什么呢？
So what is our need?
世人都犯了罪。
We have all sinned.
而罪的工价乃是死。
And the price of sin is death.
人的需要就是我们一辈子会活在罪恶的捆绑里面。
Our need is because we live bound in sin in this life.
我们没有办法脱离罪的权势。
We can't escape from the.
我们没有办法脱离罪的惩罚。
We can't escape from the punishment of sin.
我们面对必有的死亡。
We are facing certain death.
不单单是身体的死亡，
Not only the death of the flesh,
也是包括我们灵性上的死亡，
but also the death of the spirit.
对神没有感觉，没有感恩之心。
We have no feelings towards God and we have no sense of gratitude to God.
所以神的大怜悯跟耶稣复活有什么关系？
So what is the relationship between God's great mercy and Christ's
resurrection? 借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
Through the resurrection of Christ, we are reborn.
所以我们人有一个很大的需要。
We have a huge need.
那就是我们必须重生。
And that is our need to be born again.
借着相信耶稣基督。
Through our belief in Christ.
得到一个从神而来的新的生命。
And to receive a new life through him.
也只有借着耶稣基督。
And it is only through Jesus Christ.
我们才能够脱离那个必有的死亡。
That we can escape this certain death.
一个出名的清教徒的神学家叫做 John Owen 写了一本书。
A theologian named John Owen wrote a book.
这本书的标题非常的有意思，就是在耶稣基督的死亡里面是死亡的死亡。The death of death in the death of Christ. All right. 好，那么为什么耶稣基督的死亡是结束死亡的死亡呢？
Why is the death of Christ the death that ends all death?
因为十字架 它不是他自己的终点。
Because the cross is not the finish line.
十字架的终点是复活。
The finish line is resurrection.
我们看福音书就晓得。
We know from the Gospels.
每一次当耶稣预言他复活、预言他受难的时候
，Every time when Jesus foretold of his death，
都一定会加上那下一句
，He will always add that next sentence。
第三天之后复活
，That he will rise again on the third day。
在路加福音第九章讲到耶路要上耶路，讲到耶稣要上耶路撒冷去。
In Luke 9, it tells of Jesus going to Jerusalem.
可是怎么讲呢？他说他被接上升的日子将近。
It says that his days of being lifted is near.
所以不单单是他的受难。
So it's not just about his suffering.
也是他的复活跟他的升天。
But it is also about his resurrection and ascension.
当主耶稣基督在山上变相。
During the transfiguration on the mountain.
摩西跟以利亚谈论耶稣离世的事。
Moses spoke about Jesus with Elijah.
Departure, 离世的事。
About the departure with Elijah.
那么那个字原来的意思就是出埃及。
The original meaning of that word is Exodus.
什么是耶稣的出埃及呢？
What is Jesus' Exodus?
那就是耶稣的受难、复活跟升天。
That is his crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension.
所以十字架不是终点。
So the cross is not the finish line.
十字架的完全就是在于耶稣基督的复活。
The completion of the cross is in the resurrection.
而耶稣基督的复活就赐给我们新的生命。
And the resurrection of Christ gives us new life.
这就是神的大怜悯。
This is the great mercy of God.
因为解决了我们人心最大的一个需要。
Because it solves our greatest need.
所以彼得前书第一章二十三节说，我们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
So in 1 Peter verse 23 it says, we have been born again not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and abiding word of God.
那这样的重生也是一个新的创造。
This rebirth is also a new creation.
所以哥林多后书五章十七节会说，若有人在基督里，他就是一个新的创造。
So in 2 Corinthians it says, if you are in Christ, you are a new creation.
而在彼得前书特别强调，这个重生就像是一个出生的婴孩。
And in 1 Peter, it emphasizes that this rebirth is like being a new child, newborn child.
所以在彼得前书第二章第二节。
So in 1 Peter 2, verse 2.
他说我们要爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
He says we have to long for that pure spiritual milk.
就像出生的婴孩卖爱慕奶一样。
Like newborn infants who crave that milk.
所以我们重生的人。
So those of us who have been reborn.
都是在主里新生的婴孩。
We are all newborn infants in Christ.
我们肉体的生命从我们的父母而来。
Our flesh comes from our parents.
而我们属灵的生命从神而来。
But our spiritual life comes from God.
所以我们可以称神为我们的父。
So we can call God our Father.
我们在基督耶稣里复活的人。我们在基督里因着他的复活，我们分享神的生命。
And because of his resurrection, we share our life in Christ.
所以我们可以称神为父。
So we can call God our
我们有一个新的认同。
We have a new identity.
这是第二样事情我们可以认识到的。
This is the second thing that we come to realize.
借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
The resurrection of Christ gave us new life.
而这个重生带来什么结果呢？
And what is the consequence of this new life?
在原文就有三个这个 EIS 这样的一个介系词。
In the original translation,
three prepositions.
There's a three results.
对，那就是说我们进入了一个活泼的盼望。
And that it says that we enter into a living hope.
我们进入了天上的基业。
We enter into an inheritance that's being kept for us.
我们也进入了那个将来要显现给我们的救恩。
And we are entering into a salvation that's being guarded, and that will be revealed.
那么在这里，这个三个动词。
These three verbs,
两个都是用被动的语态。
Two are intransitive.
那么特别这个被动 passive 的这一个分词告诉我们说，这一切都是神圣的作为。
These passive tenses tells us that the work comes from God.
是跟着重生而来神圣的作为。
That it comes from being reborn, that it is the work of God.
首先我们看到的就是活泼的盼望。
First, we look at the living hope.
我们中文圣经翻成活泼这一个字，原文的字根就是生命。
The translation of the living hope, the original wording is life.
那就是zoe这个希腊字。什么样的人是有盼望的人呢？
In the Greek, it means life. So what kind of a life is that?
只是有属灵生命的人才可能有盼望。
Only a person with a spiritual belief can have a living hope.
只有认识神、从神接受这个重生生命的人才可能有盼望。
Only those who have accepted God and have been reborn in Christ can have this living hope.
没有属灵的生命，不可能有盼望。
If you don't have this life being reborn, you would not have this living hope.
一位非常出名的这个希腊的神话里面一个悲剧性的人物叫做伊底帕斯。
In the Greek tragedy, the mythical king Oedipus.
那么他曾经讲过这样的一句话。
He once said this.
他说最好的就是不要生下来，次好的就是生下来之后早点死掉。
He said the best is not to be born at all. The next best is to be born but to die early.
不在属灵的生命里面。
In a life that has no
Christ, 人生何等的灰暗，没有盼望。
It is a life without hope. It is a life lived in darkness.
我们必须承认，基督徒在极大的苦难当中，也可能失去盼望。
We have to admit that even Christians, in times of great suffering, we might lose that hope.
所以约伯在他极大的苦难当中，甚至咒诅自己出生的日子。
So Job cursed the day of his birth when he was in great suffering.
但是他到底是认识神的人。
But he does know God.
所以最后他能够宣告说，我知道我的救赎主活着。
So in the end, he can proclaim that my God is a living God.
我这肉身灭绝之后，必能见神。
I after my flesh wastes away, I will see God.
那么活泼的盼望是什么意思呢？
So what is the meaning of this living?
凡是有生命的都是会成长。
Anybody, anything that has life will grow.
所以对我们认识神的人来讲，我们人生的路走得越长。
So for us, those who are living a long life,
我们的盼望会更多的增加。
Our living hope also grows.
甚至在经历苦难跟伤痛的事情，更坚定我们的盼望。
And even as we experience suffering and pain, that experience will help us grow.
我记得当我父亲去世之后，
I remember that after my father passed away,
一方面我们心里非常的伤心。
I was very sad.
父母都走了。
Both my parents are gone.
再来就轮到我了。
I am next.
但是在我父亲的追思礼拜上，
But in the memorial service honoring my father,
有一个思想进到我的心中。
A thought entered into my head.
天堂不再是冷冰冰的地方。
Heaven is no longer a cold place.
是一个非常温暖的地方。
It is a very warm place.
不单单基督在那里。
Not only is Jesus there.
爱我生养我的父亲母亲都在那里。
My parents who love me, they too are there.
那是一个值得羡慕的地方。
It is a place to long after.
这就是一个会增长的信心。
And this is a faith that grows.
在1945年的4月8号。
In 1945, April 8th.
就是复活节过后的下一个主日。
This was the Sunday after the Easter of that year.
有一位年轻的德国牧师潘霍华
，A young German pastor Bonhoeffer，
他那时候39岁
，He was just 39。
他因着他的信仰跟他的良心
，Because of his faith and his morality，
他参与了反对希特勒的运动
，He joined the movement against Hitler，
所以他被判处了死刑
，And he was sentenced to death。
四月八号那个复活节之后的主日
，On April 8th, that Easter Sunday, that Sunday after Easter，
在复活节的崇拜里面
，In that service，
他引用以赛亚书53:5
，He used Isaiah 53:5，
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治
，With his wounds we are healed，
以及刚刚我们所读的彼得前书1:3。
And he also used the verse that we just read, 1 Peter 3.
他借着耶稣基督使我们从死里复活，使我们得着活泼的盼望。
He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
当他传讲完主日的信息
，After he preached that sermon,
监牢的门被打开
，The door of the prison was opened.
有两个狱卒走进来
，Two prison guards entered.
高声地喊着说囚犯潘霍华跟我们走。
And they loudly asked for the prisoner Bonhoeffer.
潘霍华很从容地对他旁边的朋友说
Bonhoeffer quickly said to his fellow inmate,
这对我就是生命的结束。
This to me is the end of life.
但却是另外一个生命的开始。
But to me, it is also the beginning of a new life.
这就是活泼的盼望。
This is a living hope.
这就是彼得前书第一章第三节让我们看到的一个故事。
This is what we see in 1 Peter 1, verse 3.
4月9号的早晨，潘霍华被处死。
In the morning of April 9th, Bonhoeffer was executed.
最后一个看着他还活着的人。
The last person to see him still living
是监狱里面的一个医生。
Is a doctor in the prison.
看见潘霍华跪在床前祷告。
He saw Bonhoeffer kneel and pray.
因着耶稣基督的复活。
Because of Christ's resurrection.
我们里面分享他复活的生命。
We enjoy this resurrected life.
所以我们也能够有活泼的盼望。
And therefore we also have a living hope.
然后我们有一个不能够朽坏存在天上的基业。
And we have an inheritance in heaven that cannot be destroyed.
所有圣经里面提到基业，一开始都是指着土地，都是土的土地。
Most things in Bible when they refer to inheritance, they often refer to land.
特别是提到这个应许之地。
Especially the promised land.
我们就想到亚伯拉罕。
We think of Abraham.
可是亚伯拉罕一生是活在应许的成就跟现实中间的夹缝里面。
But Abraham, his whole life, he lived between that tension of promise and the reality.
我们去过圣地都晓得亚伯拉罕最初到迦南地就是到示剑非常美丽的地方。
Those of us who have visited the Holy Land know that the first place that Abraham went into Canaan was a very beautiful place.
那可是他一辈子是住在南地，是沙漠地。
But his whole life, he actually spent it in the south, which is the desert.
应许之地他看到了。
He saw the promised land.
但是对他并没有完全实现。
But it wasn't fully fulfilled before him.
所以难怪希伯来书说他们羡慕一个更美的家乡。
And that's why in Hebrews it says they long for a better country.
那就是在天上的。
And that is the inheritance in heaven.
那么圣经上在这里告诉我们说我们所要承受的应许是天上的应许。
The Bible tells us that the promise that we are inheriting is the heavenly promise.
是一个不会朽坏、不会玷污、不会衰残的应许。
It is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading.
这样的一个陈述也提醒我们耶稣对我们的提醒。
This also reminds us of what Jesus is trying to tell us.
他劝告我们要积攒财宝在天上。
He tells us to store our treasures up in heaven.
所以我们在地上积蓄的都是会朽坏。都是会玷污，都是会渐渐的衰残。
Because whatever we store up on earth will be rusty and will be destroyed.
最后这段圣经提醒我们说，我们要进入那个神应许给我们的救恩，要显现给我们的救恩。
Finally, this passage tells us that we will enter into that salvation that will be revealed to us.
有没有可能信徒受到那么大的逼迫跟苦难，甚至对自己的救恩都提了怀疑呢？
Is it possible that a Christian would face such great persecution and suffering that he begins to doubt his own faith?
可是正像加尔文所说的。
But just as Calvin said,
若是我们的信心是真实的。
If our faith is real.
照这个真实的信心生活，一定会遇到难处。
This faith will put us in jeopardy.
但是也同样的这样的一个信心。
But it is also this very faith.
神会帮助我们坚持，能够保守我们。
That God will powerfully protect us and help us endure.
迟早有一天，那个已经给我们的救恩会显现出来。
That one day that salvation that is already being bestowed upon us will show itself.
各位亲爱弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
在复活节的早上，
In this morning of Easter,
经历过两年多的疫情，
After 2+ years of pandemic,
我们经历过一些生活上的艰难，
We've been through hard times in life.
我们也记得耶稣也教导我们这样祷告，
But we also remembered how Jesus taught us to pray, to not lead us into temptation.
并不是我们自己故意要找试探。
Not because we're looking for temptation.
好，但是在试探的当中。
But in times of temptation,
神会保守我们脱离那个恶者。
that he will deliver us from evil.
在结束的时候
at conclusion,
特别是这段时间我遇到过我听到过许多受苦的故事
especially during this time when I've heard of many stories of pain and suffering.
也许这个提姆凯勒的经历可以鼓励我们
maybe what Tim Keller went through can be an encouragement for all of us.
2020年的秋天他被诊断出得了第四期的胰脏癌
In the fall of 2020, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
所以在2021年的3月他写了一篇文章
So in the March of 2021, he published an article.
那么在这篇文章里面他提出了他的一个祷告
In this article, he mentioned a prayer that he says.
他说每天早上他都这样祷告
He says he prays this every morning.
他说我每夜能够安然睡觉，每早晨欢然起床。
He said, as I lay down and sleep and rose this morning, only by your grace.
全是靠你的恩典。
Only by your grace.
想到无论我遭遇什么样的事情。
That whatever happens.
耶稣已经为我死，又为我复活。
Jesus Christ has already laid down in death for me and rose for me.
好使我得称义。
So that I may be justified.
且知道在那一天我终将复活。
And I will someday know of my final rising.
就让我可以朝气蓬勃地面对每一天。
That I can be joyful, lively remembrance.
在这篇文章结束的时候
at the conclusion of this article,
他写下了一句让我们非常深思的话
He wrote something that makes us all think
令我们惊讶和鼓舞的是
To our surprise and encouragement
就是我们发现我们越不把今世当成天堂
Is that we've discovered that the more that we make that the less we attempt to make this world a heaven
我们就越能享受今生
The more we are able to enjoy this life.
我知道现在在我们中间在云上。
I know that among us here in physical presence and even online.
我们有一些受苦的肢体。
There are people who are in pain.
我愿意今天早上在纪念在庆祝主复活的日子。
I wish that on this day when we celebrate the resurrection of Christ.
让主的话来安慰鼓励我们。
I pray that the word of God encourages and comforts us.
让提姆凯勒的见证，让潘霍华的见证来鼓舞我们。
And the testimonies of Tim Keller and Bonhoeffer be encouragement to all of us.
因他活着。
Because he lives.
我能面对明天。
I can face tomorrow.
因他活着。
Because he lives.
不再失望。
I have no regrets.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主
Dear God
在庆祝你自己复活的早上
On this morning when we celebrate your resurrection
我们在这里聚集庆祝
We gather here and celebrate
跟若哥的大家庭的众弟兄姐妹
With our family in RCCC
我们心里面何等的喜乐
We are filled with joy
我们向你承认我们过去曾经有艰难的时刻
We admit that in the past we've gone through times of pain and crisis.
但是我们真的可以坦然无惧来到诗人宝座前。
But we can stand proudly before you with no fear.
因为你体恤我们的软弱。
Because you understand our weakness.
你更是一位复活得胜的主。
You are the Lord who has risen from the dead and is victorious.
你活着，我们也要活着。
You are alive, and therefore we are alive.
你得胜，我们也一样分享你的得胜，经历你的得胜。
You are victorious, and therefore we share in your victory.
赐给我们够用的恩典。
Give us enough grace.
甚至当我们信不过来的时候，仍然能信。
So that even in times when we find it hard to keep our faith, we will still believe.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。